Joining me now is the new head coach of the York Institute Dragons basketball team, Rodney Pyle. Coach, first off, let's talk about how you got the job in the first place. What was that whole process like?
Well, you know, a year ago, Coach Taze, Russell Taze, decided that he wasn't going to coach anymore as far as being a head coach at York Institute. And so last year, Coach White had got the head coaching job, and I was at Clark Range for 20 years, and I decided to come and be his assistant. And, of course, Coach White has had a lot of success at Clark Range and at White County. And so I was just going to learn from him. And he did a great job last year, and, you know, I had a wonderful time. And being this spring after the season was over with, Coach White decided that, you know, he'd like to, you know, need to spend more time with his family. Of course, he has a full-time job in Sparta as well. And he also, just being able, driving back and forth from Sparta to Jamestown, just kind of worn down a little bit. So he decided he wasn't coming back. And so they was able to, the process was quite simple. And I was there on staff, and so I took the job, and excited. You know, like I said, I'm a 1990 graduate of York Institute, and tickled to be back and ready to get to work.
You mentioned learning from Coach White. What are some things you feel like you learned in the 1 year under him on the bench?
Well, Coach, you know, did a great job, and like I said, he had tremendous success. You know, Clark Range, a long time ago, he took them to two state tournaments, and then at Sparta, he won two state titles, and so just, you know, his preparation, his game day preparation of getting ready for each team, knowing their tendencies and what they did and what they like to do, and then communicating that to the boys. And he did a phenomenal job with that. So he had the guys ready to play in those games. And led us to a lot of success last year for York boys.
When you look at what you've got coming back, and you've got a fair amount of your team coming back next year, I think you're only graduating two seniors. What are some things that really excite you about what this team could accomplish next season?
Yeah, we've, of course, Riley Cooper was a big guy inside, and he's going to continue playing basketball at Walter State, and he's going to be hard to replace. We're going to miss him for sure, and he was a great athlete, great player. Nehemiah Headings was another senior that the two seniors that were graduating. Nehemiah was just a great guy, and was able to do a few things as well. And the guys that we've got coming back, we just have a lot of talent, and hopefully we'll live up to that talent. But last year we had a great group of freshmen coming in, probably the biggest group of freshmen I've seen before. And our two seniors next year is going to be Nick Smith and Jonathan Headings, and both of them got great size, got great length, got a ton of playing experience. They've started for 2 years or possibly more than 2 years. And so they're going to be coming back as great seniors. And then we've got a good junior class. And so, of course, our freshmen last year is going to be sophomores. And hopefully we'll get in another good group of freshmen. But we've got to be ready each game. And, my biggest thought process is we want to be the hardest playing team on our schedule. We want to play harder than any team that we play. We want to out-scrap them, out-hustle them. We want the scoreboard to take care of itself. And so we feel like we have some talent to compete with some teams, and we're hoping to have a lot of success. But again, you got to earn it. You got to earn it every day in practice. And of course, it's going to start this summer in June. We get to go back to team camps, and I'm excited about that, and hopefully we can, and that's one of the things that, kind of hurt us last year, is we had the coaching change, and then there was no team camps, and then, getting the whole basketball started was kind of delayed for us. And But we're looking for all that stuff, and hopefully we can just play harder than anybody else on the floor. And, playing hard overcomes a lot of talent, and so hopefully we can play hard, and then hopefully we'll have enough talent to win a lot of ball games.
Another thing that sticks out about next year, Coach, is that obviously a lot of districts are realigning and a lot of districts are changing. Yours is one of them where you're playing in a completely different district than what you were before. Have you had a chance to kind of look around the district, and have you kind of had a chance to build some expectations there of what you think this team can achieve when you look around the league?
Well, yeah, a little bit. Of course, we're in a new district, and we got five teams in our district. So the four other teams that's in our district, was not in our district. And so, I was at Clark Range for 20 years, and Monterey and Jackson County is in our new district here at York. And, of course we played them a lot, or I played them a lot, over at Clark Range. And, so I've got some familiarity with them. Of course, Monterey's going to have a new coach. Of course, Kevin Thomas still at Jackson County. Both him and Lance Martin at Monterey is going to do a phenomenal job. So I'm a little bit more familiar with them than I am the other two teams, which is Bledsoe County and Squatchy County. Of course, last year at Bledsoe County, we played them in the first round region game. And I think that's 2 years in a row that York's played them in the first round region game here at York. And both years, Bledsoe gave us a game. And so we've got to make sure we're ready for them. And, Squatchy County, I don't know a whole lot about them just yet. I know that Coach Cheryl is their coach, and he comes from, he was an assistant with Mike Buck at Stone Girls. And, Coach Buck does a great job at Stone. And, so I'm sure he does as well. And so, we got a, got a new district. It's exciting that you're going to something new, but it's also a little disappointing because, all those rivalries that we had in the old district, we're not going to have them anymore. And, so that makes it a little bit different, but we're excited. We think we're going to be able to compete at our new district. And of course, then it's kind of new all around. Of course, when we get in region play, we're going to be with some familiar teams, because then you've got Smith County, Cannon County, and Watertown, along with Westmoreland. Of course, the first three teams there that I mentioned, were in our district last year, so we have a little familiarity with them. Don't know much about Westmoreland. And then we, instead of going toward Chattanooga, we're kind of going toward Nashville during our sub-state game. So, hopefully we can compete and have some fun and get after it and win some ball games.